Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. I'm happy to say that my friend Suzanne Mulvihill is with us. She's the president of Profit Strategies, which is a marketing and development firm that I actually have turned to help me. Suzanne has been an outstanding resource for me, and she just does a great job. She's a true professional. She's an entrepreneur through and through. She's got the background that many of us have. She was a good employee for a long time and decided to become her own boss, and she's written a book about that and is offering offering those perspectives and many others to you in her new book called Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here finally on the show. We've known each other a long time, but this is the first time we've had you on, and that's my fault. We won't make that mistake anymore.
Well, I'm happy to be here today.
Suzanne, congratulations on your book. It's exciting to write a book. I know how you feel. But I'm excited about your book, not just for that reason, but because I think your book's going to help some folks. And I'd like for you to talk to the audience a little bit about what you think the essence of your reasoning for creating this book.
Sure. Well, the main reason, Jim, is the development of what I call emotional stamina, and that is the preparation of really ourselves for entrepreneurship. And the way the theme of this book came about was that I was a marketing counselor for the Small Business Development Center, actually the largest small business development center in the country. And I discovered in working with hundreds of clients over a 2.5-year contract that the majority of time I spent with clients was not on marketing. It was on dealing with the emotional issues of being in their own business. And it was from the experience, my own experience of having left my job 3 times before I could leave for good. 3 times. and developing some strategies that helped myself actually become an entrepreneur and applying them with the clients that I worked with and seeing them succeed in becoming entrepreneurs. That I took many of those principles and applied them, wrote them in my book.
What do you think is the biggest impediment to being a successful entrepreneur?
Well, I think the biggest impediment is really we get in our own way. Is ourselves and our own thinking of our limitations, and being able to free ourselves. Sometimes it's just our beliefs about money or about what we think we can achieve. It's developing the confidence that we need. It's overcoming the fears, obstacles that get in our way. You know, one gentleman struggled for almost a year just because he couldn't think of the name to name his business and how to set it up. When what really was the issue was perfection.
Right.
You know, it worked very well for him in his profession, but as soon as he switched over in entrepreneurship, that same asset became a liability, being an entrepreneur.
You know, that's a very important point, and I deal with that myself, Suzanne. I have been accused of being a perfectionist, but the thing that I've learned to do is I am that way. I have high standards. I'm actually kind of proud of my high standards. But because I think that high standards lead you to excellence, and I think we should all seek excellence. But here's the thing that has to happen. The thing that I've learned to do is to have high standards, seek excellence, and be a perfectionist as long as you're in the period of time where you have that option. But at
exactly.
The point in time that, as you said a minute ago, it's you start getting in your own way. At the point in time that somebody has to pull the trigger, you got to let it go. And that's what I do. I try to make things as perfect as I can make them right up to the moment when it's got to be done. It's got to be delivered. And then I say to myself, I've done everything I can do. Here it is.
I agree. That's exactly, finding that fine line of where it's still working for you versus against you.
Right. The thing is, in my opinion, give me a person like that every time. You and I or others can help them pull the trigger. They will have a good product. They will deliver a good product. The people that I worry about are the ones who don't care.
Yeah.
And those people, in my opinion, I think they shouldn't be an owner. They shouldn't be a small business owner. if they don't care, if their attitude is, well, you know, whatever I do the first time is good enough, I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, I would agree.
Let me ask you a question. There's one thing I want to make sure I ask you. You started journaling a few years ago.
Yes.
When you started out, and your book is laid out with that, folks. Suzanne's book, Employee to Entrepreneur, has got a number of places. Almost every other page has got a few places for you to make some notes as you go along. How did journaling help you?
Journaling helped me clear my path, if you will. It gave me the opportunity to see what it is that I really wanted to create. Because one of the challenges I had was that I didn't know what I wanted to do as an entrepreneur. All I knew is that I didn't want to work for somebody else, and I wanted to work for myself. And I deal with this regularly with clients, because for many years we've squashed, if you will. We haven't allowed that entrepreneurial spirit to come to the surface to really see what we want to do. So journaling for me allowed that to come through. And I have an exercise specifically about helping people learn to journal, and one about helping them begin to allow their ideas to come forth, because I had an ideas journal as well.
You had two different journals.
Yes, I had one that just talked about my personal journey, and then one that was just, I just bought like a notebook to start writing down all my entrepreneurial ideas.
Right.
You know, starting a publication. I was going to start a single parenting resource guide. I was going to start a magazine. I had just allowed my ideas to come forth.
So you didn't rule anything out. You sort of had almost your journaling almost became a brainstorming session with yourself, didn't
it? Yes, and it took me about 3 years to clarify what it is that I wanted to do and then start.
to boil all those things down into the essence of what you wanted to do, what you were not only were good at, but where you thought there was a niche for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Boy, what a great idea. Folks, if you think about that, now here you are out there, you're an employee of a company, you're a good employee, and you wonder, you know, maybe you're not even sure that this is what you want to do. Maybe you're not even sure you want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you don't even know if you are one or if you could be one, and you might not be. That's the truth. And so maybe the way to do that is to start a journal and start writing some things down. And I tell you, Suzanne, I've said this many times before, nothing has the impact until you write it down, in my opinion. Until you write it down somewhere and see it looking back at you, if you're onto something, you really don't know it until it looks back at you, do you?
I agree with you. It crystallizes.
It really does.
In writing.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's the author of the brand new book, Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. And as you know, if she's on the show, I recommend it. It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now and others to come. It's a brand new book just out. When you ask her, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back, 23 after. We're visiting with my old friend and your new friend, Suzanne Mulvihill. And ladies and gentlemen, let me spell her last name for you. It's Mulvihill, just like, I hope, like I'm pronouncing it, Mulvihill, Mulvihill, Suzanne, and that's two N's in the Suzanne. And when you check out Amazon and you go to the book section there, if you'll type in her name, you'll find it. Or if you type in Employee to Entrepreneur, which is the title of her book, you'll find it. And Suzanne, is it available on your website?
Yes, it's also available through profit-strategies.com or employeetoentrepreneur.biz.
Okay. Oh, good. You got a companion website. Good for you.
Yes. And
very smart.
It's a free newsletter that I have that goes on along with that if they buy the book through the website.
Right. That sounds good. And, folks, there are other things that you can check out at her website. Give us the main website again.
Sure. It's profit-strategies.com.
.com. Okay. One of the things that that I've been talking about a lot lately, Suzanne, is the entrepreneurial employee.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that the only difference between an employee and somebody in today's world, to a large degree, the only difference between an employee who's entrepreneurial and an owner who's entrepreneurial is that one wants to risk their own capital and the other wants to risk their employer's capital.
Yes.
Because we all need to be entrepreneurs. We all need to be taking initiative and we need to be managing people that, we allow to take initiative, and I believe that, that will help to grow entrepreneurs, not only for who are owners of companies, but also entrepreneurs who clock in every day.
Yes, I agree with you, and I'm hearing that term more and more myself as well, an entrepreneurial employee.
Well, it's important. It's something I've been talking about for a long time. I've been delivering a speech about that around the country for a year or two, and it's just something that I think we need to pay more and more attention to. And one of the keys to this, Suzanne, I want to see what you think about this, is in an entrepreneurial organization, when somebody makes a mistake through taking initiative, you don't an entrepreneurial manager doesn't say you're fired or why did you do that. They say, what did we learn?
Yes. I agree with you. I believe, and I share at many of my presentations, that mistakes are part of the progress. When you make mistakes, you're making progress.
As long as those mistakes were made trying to make something happen, taking initiative, and you have to remember that failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Absolutely. It's what I share too is when we repeat the same mistake, that's when we're not learning. But if it's a mistake that is okay, we learned something from this. That's different from repeating the same mistake.
Right. Exactly. The thing that I think you'll like about Suzanne's book, folks, is she begins by telling you the story of how she became an entrepreneur, and then she moves on to talking about how you can become one, but not just as an owner, but also as an employee. And I think that's important. I think it's important, Suzanne, for people like you and me who are sort of in the public eye to let these folks know that that they're not alone out there, that the things that are happening to them happen to all of us as we try to make our way in the world.
Absolutely. And I saw that very clearly when I counseled clients. It was behind closed doors. Many of these exercises are things and experiences that people shared behind closed doors that they weren't comfortable telling their family even. I had one woman said, Suzanne, sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's normal. You've been doing the same job for 14 years and you left. And what I do in the exercises through the book, it prepares them for that mentally and emotionally so that their mind doesn't go into shock, when you do leave your patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, people are not alone. Many of the things that they're experiencing, if they're experiencing it, other people are too.
And isn't that one of the main things that we all need to do more of, and that is be a little more honest with especially the people that we can be honest with and not deny the fact that if we're scared a little bit or if we've got a problem. One of the biggest lies that small business owners tell themselves, Suzanne, is I'm already supposed to know how to do this.
Yes. I agree with you. And support, building our support network, the people that we can trust, and bringing them into our own network to help us build ourselves and build our business.
Right. One of the things you talk about in your book is connecting to your passion.
Yes.
We got about a minute. Tell us about that.
Connecting with your passion is really listening to your own inner voice and accepting yourself for who you are, recognizing your strengths, feeling your feelings. It's a responsibility of an entrepreneur to feel. I didn't used to like to feel what I was feeling, but that's how we connect with other people, if we're aware of what we are feeling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection to our passion is really the connection and the discovery of ourselves and our aliveness.
Right. Well, if you find your passion, you find what you really probably ought to be doing.
Yes, your purpose, it becomes very clear. And there's also sometimes people call it a calling, if you will, mm-hmm. where they know there's like a burning desire in their belly. There's a burning in their belly.
And I'll tell you something, folks. That can change too. It can be the burning thing in your belly today, and 3 years from now it could morph into something else. So be prepared for that.
That's correct. My business is much different today than it was 5 years ago.
You have to be able to do that, don't you?
You have to. Yes. You just
and it wasn't that you were wrong to start with. It's a journey. We're making a journey here, aren't we?
Well, and trusting the unknown, Jim. To the audience, to share that was one of the biggest challenges was trusting what I couldn't see.
Suzanne, we got a lot more to talk. We got a lot more to talk about. You're going to come back another day, and we'll continue this visit. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Thank you, Suzanne. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Marlo Thomas. She's got a new book out too, The Right Words at the Right Time. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.